In a world searching for meaning and hope, there's a place where voices rise. Welcome to the Repurpose Podcast Network, your haven for podcasts that envelops the everyday lives of believers. Shows about relationships, news, sports, and so much more. With so much negative content defining the Black experience, controlling the narrative is on the forefront. We amplify, elevate, empower Black creators to share with the world their thoughts and ideas. Tune in and unlock a world of captivating content that entertains and uplifts. The Repurpose Network. One message, many voices.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the James Taylor Jr. podcast. And today is probably going to be a tough day for a lot of you ladies, because I'm about to do a whole concept on talking about being in the dating world. And the title of this is Finding a Good Man in 2024. Reason why I put it 2024, because it's 2024, but anybody can use this in 25, 26, 27, 28. But I want to talk about this. And I want to talk about this because I think it's very important as a man that we have the hard conversations about relationships. And I'm giving you my top five things that I think finding a good man is good for you in 2024. The first thing is character. A lot of people are going to jump into currency, the money he makes, or his career. But I'm going to start with character. A lot of people don't find good relationships because they walk into a relationship looking for things that are not priority. Don't look for money first. Don't look for notoriety. Don't look for his car. Don't look for fame. Don't look for all of those things. You need to find you a man who has good character. A great example of that is, I'm going to say a tough statement. He might make less money than you, but if you don't have to take care of him, that's still a good man. I need you to hear what I'm saying. That's character. In other words, he's going to do the best to improve his financial situation, make sure he's making good money, growing in that. Character means that he's going to be faithful, that he's honest, that he's hardworking, that he has integrity, and most importantly, he will be faithful to you when he's not around you. He represents both of you when he goes out. That's character. You want a man that has deep root character, that means he has integrity. That means you can trust him when he's not in eyesight of you. And then also character means that when he's around you, he's going to love you well. And, you know, a lot of y'all get on us church boys and all that stuff. But Ephesians 5 talks about love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, presented without spot or wrinkle. We know Christ, if you just take the attributes, whether you believe in God right now at this very moment, don't trip. I just need you to see where I'm coming from, because I love him. Whether you do or not, I love him. But I'm going to say this. The character of Christ is to love the church even when the church didn't treat him well. To be faithful to people even when people weren't faithful to him. And to be willing to die for them and to be able to wash them with the water of the word. And when he was talking about the word, he was talking about being so equipped as a man that he can pour into people and help them to grow to be better. He had the information for success and information for better character and to be loved properly. That's how a man should love his lady. The man should have such good character that when he's around you, he lifts you up, he pours into you. And here's a phrase that I think every man should have when it comes to the woman he loves. You before me. That's the type of man you want, ladies. He's going to put you first. I ain't say no simp. I'm talking about the simply amazing guy. A simp will do whatever you want. A simply amazing guy is going to do simply take care of his bills, simply love his family. It's going to be simple to him because it's already ingrained in him. It's not something that it's got to be a miracle to be loving, to be kind, to be understanding. And when a man automatically does that in a humble space, he automatically knows that that's just part of who his character is. So I would say, number one, you got to find a man with good character. Bump all this prettiness and he could do all this and he put it down and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all right. You want somebody that's going to love you when you get older. That he don't want a newer model when you get older. He loves you. You're like fine wine to him. Everything about you, the older you get, the more beautiful you become. The more history he has, the more depth, the more work he put in. And that's the problem that a lot of women have now, is that they don't choose a man who's going to go far. Now, I need to be honest, right? I'm going to say number two right now. Compliment. He's a compliment. He's somebody that he compliments you. He cares about you. He thinks of you. He sees you. And when I'm not talking about compliment like match, that's compatibility. That's number three. But number two, I'm talking about compliment. Like he literally says, "Baby, you look good today. Babe, I love you." You want a man who's encouraging. You want a man who speaks life into you, that's going to study you, that's going to learn you, that's going to love you. He's going every day he wakes up and he compliments you. "Man, I thank God for you. I love you. I appreciate you. It's an honor to be with you." For me, the woman that God blesses me with, the woman that God gave me, right? I'm complimenting her. I'm letting her know that I love her every day. I'm going to appreciate her and I'm going to be a student of her. A lot of men are not students of their wives. We need to say this, man. A lot of people won't admit this, but a lot of men are not students of their wives. I can't give you a compliment about something I don't know. I can't give you a compliment about your outfit if I don't know what your taste is in that. "That's a nice outfit. Where'd you get that from?" "Oh, yeah, baby, you look good. You always pick the right type of Chanel bag. You always seem to put on that favorite cologne." A good man who compliments you, he's a student of you. He knows what you think. He knows what you like. He knows what irks your nerves, so he don't cause problems. He gives you things that encourages you. There's nothing wrong with correcting your lady as a man, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to understand this. You need to have a man who will compliment and correct. Ain't no man gonna tell me what to do. That's why you're by yourself now. Let's have a hard conversation. A lot of women are single because they want things their way and they don't want to build with a man who's going to say, "We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't go that direction." I didn't say control. I said correct. Because when somebody gives correction, you have to accept it or not. When somebody tries to control you, they just want to tell you what to do. You want a man who will compliment you and correct you. "Hey, babe, you shouldn't talk to people like that. Babe, you got to watch your attitude because it's going to hurt you here. Hey, babe, we need to save our money on this so we can go and do this. I need to do that and do this." And I think one of the things that people do not talk about enough is number three, compatibility. Somebody can be good to you, but not good for you. They might not even be a bad person. But what happens is, and I'm going to put men on blast, a man will be with a woman because the sex is good, and so will a woman be with a man. That's not compatibility. That's a sexual experience. Compatibility is there are areas where you have a blind side that they can see, and there are areas that they have a blind side. There are areas that they have a blind side that you can see, and there are areas where you have a blind side that the woman you're with can see. Ladies, you want a man that can see for you and see with you, that love you so much that when you're going through things, "You know what, babe, you need a break. You need to take a week off. You need to lay down. Or, you know, you don't need to take that project. Or let me help you with that, because that's a strength of mine and I can assist you in that. And then you can focus on your strength and we can do it together." Compliment means you want to have a relationship where you're two whole people that can complete work together. Most people say "you complete me." I think that's a false narrative. Nobody should complete you. You should be complete in who God has wired you to be. And then when 100% come together with 100%, it's 200% at work. And you complement one another. That means all of the energy and strength you have in one area can be used in all the strength in another area by your spouse. So you might not be good at this, but they may be great at that. And you complement each other. You also complement each other in your love languages of how you serve one another and build for one another and encourage one another. A lot of time, people don't have those tough conversations. They don't talk enough about how they want to be treated. And can I challenge you on this? Being a compliment to your spouse is not on some horoscope BS. Oh, these type of horoscopes go well with each other. That's not going to make your marriage last. How many people who did that on a horoscope and don't ain't together no more? Yeah, I mean, and you church folk don't get a pass either. I'm one of y'all. Well, you know, oh, God said, God did. No, no. I got to like you. I got to live with you. I got to lay in the bed and look over at you and go, is this God's will? I got to be like, Lord, help me. Jesus. Or I'm going to be like, oh, thank you, God. This is a blessing. I'm in love. This is the person I want to be with for the rest of my life. That's how relationships work. What I'm telling you is a compliment. When somebody is complimenting you, they're speaking life into you. When somebody has good character, they're honoring and they're faithful and they have integrity with you. Compatibility is you learning each other to the point where you know how to be helpful to each other. There are some things that will come very natural that you'll be strong at, that they'll be weak at, that you can cover their blind side. But compatibility mostly starts with you really studying the person that you're in love with and understanding how you can help them grow and be successful in the relationship. And that's why a lot of people fail in relationships, because y'all have this fake he should know already. Ladies, y'all need to stop doing it. Don't do that ever again in your life. You are failing yourself when you say he should already know that. No. No, because some things are basic and some things are your personality that he has to learn. I watched one of my friends. We were at with my cousin. And my friend married my cousin. And my cousin was sitting there complaining about him. And I said, man, we not going to do this the whole lunch. You're not going to be tearing down your husband like this. Oh, you're only doing that because you're a man. I know. I said, I'm only doing it because you're wrong. It was the simplest thing. She was like, when I come home, he just never turns the tops on the milk and stuff. He never puts stuff away this way. He never did that. And I said, well, was he like that before you married him? Yeah, but I expected him to be a totally different person now that we're married. Why do you think that? If he love you? Oh, he loves me well. He's such a good man. He take care of you? Oh, if I need anything, he got it. I don't understand. What you mean he don't put the top on the milk? He always dropping his shoes off on the floor and then his clothes be everywhere. Let me ask you a question. You been to his house before y'all got married? Yeah, Lord, he used to have everything everywhere. What happened from the day you said I do, right? Before that, like what was supposed to happen? Was there a switch that was supposed to go off that he's supposed to be this totally different person? And then I asked her something that really bothered her. I said, when did this become a big problem for you? Oh, when we got married. Don't you think you should talk about these things before you get married? Well, ain't nothing I can do about it right now. I don't want to talk about it no more. You don't want to talk about it anymore because you realize you're the one who made the mistake. He's always been who he's been. And you accepted who he was until he moved into your house. That's another thing people got to understand. You need to have hard conversations in a relationship with an individual before you get in a serious relationship with them, or the relationship is going to fail. Let me say this. A man with good character will always compliment you, and he will correct you in that compliment. Sometimes he'll have to compliment you and correct you if something goes wrong, but he loves you, and whatever he says in correction is for your betterment, not for your detriment. Then compatibility. You have to study each other to learn each other and grow together. And one of the things that most couples, ladies, I'm going to hold y'all accountable. Y'all have to get to the place that y'all see y'all man for who he is before you say, I do. And if there are areas that you want him to improve in, that's going to be a red flag before you get married, you need to say something to him so that he can be better to love you before you say, I do. Because when you walk down the aisle, some of you jokers will say, I do. The man will say, I do. And then you say, I do believe some things are going to change around here. And he doesn't know it. He doesn't know it because you never communicated to him. You can't have an expectation for somebody without explaining to that somebody what those expectations are. So I'm going to go here, and I'm going to talk about number four. Career. When you talk about career, you're talking about how much money the man makes. When you talk about career, you're talking about what he can give you as a benefit. Let me help some of you young ladies out. That some of the 40 and 50-year-old ladies will tell you. Chasing a man just because he got a check ain't giving you the first three. Character, compliment, and compatibility. That's something that you got to want before you look at a man's career and his job. When you pick a man based on his career, you need to pick a man based on, does he have those first three? Because it affects his career. If he doesn't have good character, he probably ain't going to have character on his job. If he's not a compliment person, he don't know how to work with teams, he's not going to be a good teammate on his job or in his marriage. If he's not the person who wants to be compatible, you know what I'm saying? Figure out what his strengths is and maximize the potential of those who have other strengths on his team. He's not a team player. Y'all not going to make it. When you say career in a man, you know what you should look for? Does he love what he does? Is he good at what he does? And is he going to be faithful to what he do? Now, I know a lot of you are going to say he need to make a certain amount of money. For our community as African-Americans, the average salary amongst blacks altogether is less than $40,000. They just did the census in 2022. It was like 37, 36? That's both black men and black women. So if you think you're going to find somebody that makes $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year, just because you're cute, how many ways can somebody say to you that finding a man based on money, he's going to treat you like a transaction? He the pimp. And you, that's how he treats you, a transaction. He's going to treat, I'm going to buy you what you want, fly you out, smash you out, and kick you out. I'm going to fly you out, smash you out, kick you out. And then when I get tired of this model, I'm going to get another model. You don't want that in a man. You want a man who loves his job. He loves going to work. His coworkers talk great about him. He's moving up in his job. He wants goals, but it's his passion. Not that you have passion, that he needs to have it so he could take care of you. And let's be clear, ain't no man want to marry no heir. Nobody says this to women because they're afraid that y'all will come for them. I'll be the first to tell you, if a woman ever walked up to me and talked about, I want to be with you, and what do you want to do? What's your goals for you? Oh, just having me is enough. Man, please. You laying around the house all day making videos. I remember so watching that young girl talk about, a man take care of me, I make YouTube videos. You broke. But you have a standard for somebody else to make good money. And I would say this to you ladies, you should always take care of yourself. And let's be clear, if you brag about being able to have a man take care of you and making you feel good and making everything about you, that wears off after a while. It's always the ones who make these videos. And nobody goes back. I wish we could do a Discovery Channel on where they are now. After they're like 21, 22, bragging about as a young lady how great this man was, just buying her everything. And you were staying at home all day doing nothing. And then he get on the job. And he start talking to another woman who got goals and want to see certain things and start challenging him and pushing him while you powder caking your face and making YouTube videos that haven't scaled on anything. Don't nobody want that. Don't nobody want somebody who's just going to say, just because you're breathing, that you just taking up oxygen makes you a valuable person. And I'm not saying use language that's going to make people offensive. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about being honest. Like, what does you bring to the relationship that will help both of you grow together? Because you're partners. You can't claim to be a partner and all you get to do is breathe and eat and go to the bathroom and dress up and play house. Nobody wants that. Somebody wants a relationship where you're growing together. Matter of fact, a lot of you would have greater relationships if you start looking at the career and celebrating the man who works. Because guess what? You could literally be building a company while you and your husband work together. And let me say this. A lot of couples do not say this enough. That whole separation of money, that's why y'all struggling. The new generation of you got a bank account, I got a bank account, we'll never put our money together. Ain't no man going to take advantage of me. You're always living in this constant fear. That's like walking down the aisles and looking at the exit, ladies. You're walking down the aisle, but you're looking at the exit. Don't marry him. Don't marry a man because a good man is required to give you his all and bring his check home and care for his family. And there's nothing more beautiful than a man doing what he loves to do. And that doesn't always guarantee millions of dollars, but it does guarantee a healthy relationship because he's in the sweet spot of the work that he loves to do and the blessings that God has called him to do in men. Which last thing I want to talk about is currency. When you marry a man based on money, you're not marrying for love. You should marry a man who makes good money doing what he loves to do. The scripture in the Bible, that's very clear. A man who worked hard for the day can lay down and be comfortable for what he did because he gave his best. And that's all you can ask of your spouse. You should ask your spouse if he's going to do his best to work hard and get to a place. And if you have a mirage in your head about how much you think a man should make to be with you, nobody should be with you. I'm going to be the first to say it. Nobody likes to say that, but I think it should be said. I'm not marrying any woman who's going to tell me what I need to make to be with her because I'm not a person to you. I'm a check. I'm an ATM machine because you want to live a comfortable life. And a lot of you who keep saying you're going to wait for that, y'all still single. Nobody says that to you. Y'all still single. But then you got the guy over here who works hard. He has a good income. It may not be millions of dollars, but he's going to provide. He's going to buy a house. He's going to take care of his cars. He's going to have money in the bank to save for retirement. He's going to make sure that he's growing every day because a good man will grow. Let me be clear to you, ladies. Nobody says this, and I hope this is one of my clips that are made. Never date a man for potential. Date a man who has progress. Potential is a window display that you look at every day, and that man looks good, smells good. He look fly and all that. He got the whole starter kit pretty boy package. Tattoos on his neck, dyed beard, a tight shirt or a bedazzled jacket, and sunglasses sitting in the daggone room. That's a starter kit. That's potential. Progress, he works every day. Every time you see him, he saved more money. Every time you see him, he's growing in his company. Every time you see him, he's learning on how to be a better individual and how to treat women with respect, how to care for his family. Every time you see this man, he's progressing. He's getting better. His attitude is better. His work ethic is better. His focus is laser sharp. His skills are being sharpened. That's the man you want. But potential is a window display. It don't move. It look good. It smell good. And it get his clothes changed. But progress might come in a little dirty sometimes. Might have a rough day. Might come in beard ain't shaved. Might come in smelling a little funky because he put some work in now. That's what you want. You want progress. You don't want potential. Potential doesn't move. Progress does. So I'm going to say these top five again. I hope you get it. Character, compliment, compatibility, career, and currency. Those are the greatest things you can get in a man to create and build a healthy relationship. This is your boy, James Taylor Jr. Always remember to love, pray, serve, and share. You can do that any and everywhere. Have a great day.